Show In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky on your Monday night broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send the much needed fundage to keep free speech alive. You can mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call in your check or your debit card or your credit card to Mike. He'll take your money. You can also donate to PayPal. And covering the headlines tonight, taking your calls live for your Monday Night Drive, if you want to call in and give me your opinion. First article that caught my mind was from just browsing Google, thehill.com. Nearly one in three Americans say it may be soon necessary to take up arms against the government. This is an interesting one. A majority of Americans say that the U.S. government is corrupt, and almost a third say that it may be necessary to take up arms against it, according to a new poll from the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics. Two-thirds of Republicans and independents say that the government is corrupt. It's corrupt and rigged against everyday people like me, according to the poll, compared to 51% of liberal voters. 28% of all voters, including 37% of gun owners, agreed it may be necessary at some point for citizens to take up arms against the government, a view held by around 35% of Republicans and 35% of independents. One in five Democrats concurred. The findings come after a House committee investigation on the January 6, 2021 riots, so-called riots, at the U.S. Capitol wrapped up its final hearing for the summer, seeking to place former President Trump at the heart of efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The panel also said that Trump readily accepted and even encouraged the attack from his supporters, watching violence play out on television for nearly 3 hours before finally making a statement telling them to go home. Despite the hearings Trump still enjoys a broad support among Republicans who are more concerned about inflation, education, and crime than they are about the January 6th so-called riots. About 50% of Americans say that elections are fair and accurate, but that number falls to 33% among Republicans, according to the Chicago University poll. The division between conservative and liberals across the country is only growing, according to the poll. And a quarter of Americans say they have lost friends over politics. Going on with the article, more than 70% of Republicans and 70% of Democrats both agree that the other side are generally bullies who want to impose their political beliefs on those who disagree. And half of all Americans believe the other side is misinformed about politics because of where they get their information, according to the poll. Let me just chime in with some of my comments. Over the weekend, I went to a couple of concerts here in rural America, West Kentucky. Salt of the Earth types, who own a lot of guns. Great people who would never do any type of unnecessary violence. They would only defend themselves. And the discontent is off the charts, just according to the people that I've talked to. Revolution is in the air. So, again, I'm not encouraging any of this. I'm just reporting on what I'm finding here. And the people that I talk to are very pissed off. They are Trump-tards, most of them. They don't understand the nuances of critically analyzing Donald Trump's presidency, but they agree that the direction that we're headed now is unacceptable. So just from the people that I've interacted with, I can verify that this poll is true. Back to the article from The Hill, the University of Chicago Public Opinion Strategies Benson Strategy Group poll was conducted between May 19th to May 23rd among 1,000 registered voters. The margin of error is 3.53 percentage points. I don't know, it's probably not even that high. A lot of our people, a lot of the people, the type of people that would listen to this broadcast were just the normal, everyday Republican Trump supporters are very discontent. And they find absolutely no resolution to the other side. In other words, there's no way that they would come to an agreement with their Democratic voting Americans. There's no way that they'll come to any type of consensus. So I can definitely see this. Moving on to the next article from the Stormer. Stormer-daily.rw, Al Gore says climate change deniers are like cops in the Uvalde school shooting. Democracy is broken, whatever that is. From the New York Post, former Vice President Al Gore compared climate change deniers to the police officers who responded to Uvalde, the Texas elementary school shooting, where officers waited in the hallway as 21 innocent children were slaughtered. The global warming activist said there are solutions available now to remedy the climate crisis, but a, quote, broken democracy is stifling the efforts. He encouraged voters to back pro-climate lawmakers in the House and Senate to turn the tide. According to Gore, he said, we've got an election coming up, and this time, for all of us, there's a need to step up. This he told to NBC News. Also, Meet the Press covered this interview on a Sunday piece. The climate deniers are really in some ways similar to all of those almost 400 law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, who were waiting outside an unlocked door while the children were being massacred. They heard the screams, they heard the gunshots, and no one stepped forward. Gore, who served as vice president for 8 years in the Clinton administration, commented on this. He added, "God bless those families who suffered much." Law enforcement officials were seen on video waiting in the hallway of Robb Elementary School for more than an hour as a gunman armed with an assault rifle carried out a rampage on May 24th, killing 21 people. Gore said that efforts to combat climate change are being thwarted by the 50-50 divide in the Senate and the Democrats' narrow majority in the House, saying that the fight against climate change shouldn't be a partisan issue. Confronted with this global emergency, what we're doing with our inaction and failing to walk through the door and stop the killing is not typical of what we are capable of, human beings. We do have the solutions. And I think these extreme events are getting steadily worse and more severe and are really beginning to change minds. This according to Gore. In 2006, Gore's documentary entitled An Unconvenient Truth, Inconvenient Truth, raised the dangers of climate change. Quote, "We have unity as a nation to come together and stop making this a political football," he said. Gore also said that while public sentiment has been changing over the years, attitudes in Congress have not. Let me give you just this contrast here. Here's the contrast: is those that on the right wing are worried about a government that's out of control, that do not represent the people, and a large percentage of these right-wing individuals are ready to take up arms. While on the other side, they're saying that, well, the rights, the right wing's inability to grasp the concept of climate change is comparable to those cops that did nothing while children were being killed. Very clearly, I think we can see the scenario that's being put forth, and that is that climate change is going to be the next COVID. That's going to be the next rallying point for these people, and that the right's inability to accept climate change and to act on it is comparable to letting children die. That's the basis of the article. Gore also said that while public sentiment has been changing over the years, attitudes in Congress have not. Gore said, quote, "Our democracy is broken, and in order to solve the climate crisis, we're going to have to pay attention to the democracy crisis." That's interesting. So, of course, America was not a democracy. I mean, maybe it is now. The republic that it was is dead. But it isn't even a democracy in the historical definition. I mean, isn't a democracy where, you know, the majority rules? That seems to be the definition, but that's not what they call our democracy. The majority of Americans do not agree with this whole climate change thing. You know, whether it's true or not is beyond the point. The point is that the populace, they do not agree that we should take drastic measures to reverse man-made climate change. They do not agree that we should have trannies in women's bathrooms and in children's sports. They do not agree with child trannies. They do not agree with the whole homo marriage. They do not agree with the abortion on demand issue. The populace of America does not agree with any of this. So this thing about our democracy, it's just a total, it's a farce. This has nothing to do with populist or majority rule. This has to do with a set of values that the left has come up with that they say that we must all adhere to. And that's what they call our democracy, right? Because the majority don't agree on all of this. Even majority of Democrats and independents, none of them agree with any of this tranny stuff or COVID measures. None of that was agreed upon. This was forced upon us. So this is not about democracy, not in the historical meaning of the word. This is about a set of values that the left, and this is, would be the Jewish-dominated elite, that they have come up with, and they say that if you do not adhere to this, then you're not part of this democracy. You're not a real American. And this whole thing that they've been pushing since Obama's second term, you know, everybody's pushing back against this. And that's why you get polls like we reported on in the last article, of this high percentage of right-wingers that agree that it's going to come a time, and the time is now, to take up arms against the government. I'm not saying that. I'm just reporting to you what the poll from thehill.com, you know, what that poll reported on. So we have two Americas, and neither side are willing to capitulate, nor should they. These are definitely issues that you cannot compromise on. You cannot have a country. So it'll be interesting to me to see what the midterms bring, if these people, the elites that control this country, are willing to go full COVID, full mail-in ballot, and try to hoax these midterms, because that's really going to be a big issue, and it's going to be a foreshadowing of what we can expect for 2024. And it doesn't matter who runs. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or DeSantis. I mean, it's really irrelevant. What's going to be relevant is, you know, will the states accept mail-in ballots because of a so-called virus? Because that's what they're going to do. They're going to say there's a virus. We need to lock down, stay inside, and do mail-in ballots that can be counted days and even weeks after the fact. That's what they're going to try. So will the American public stomach this once again? Or will they go to the extreme that the original poll from the first article we covered from The Hill, will they go to the extreme concept of taking up arms and pushing back? I don't think that the majority of Americans are ready to even take up arms yet. They can say that in a poll. This poll may even be bogus, but it's probably going to take a little bit more to push people to that point. That having been said, it's always a great idea to, you know, get with your local community, get out of the big cities, and get with your local sheriffs and county municipalities and city councils, and come up with a plan as to what you're going to do when all this stuff hits the fan. We're going to need our rural areas to come together. We're up on the break right now, back on the other side with more articles and your calls on In Plain Sight. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone.
Didn't America learn anything from McCarthyism? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. From 1950 to 1954, Senator Joseph McCarthy led congressional hearings and investigations searching for communism. With little evidence, Senator McCarthy ruined careers with wild accusations and televised congressional hearings. that should sound familiar. Since 2016, Representative Adam Schiff has been doing the same thing, except instead of looking for communists, he's looking for anyone who supports Trump or believes in a small, limited government. Schiff's hatred of Trump and love of cameras has become a McCarthyistic crusade. Schiff recently went so far as to suggest an investigation into a sitting Supreme Court justice and a subpoena for his wife. That is too far. That is a direct attack on the separation of powers. Schiff has jumped the shark and is no longer doing anything but partisan grandstanding. Until tomorrow, see this passion parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Didn't America learn anything from McCarthyism? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. From 1950 to 1954, Senator Joseph McCarthy led congressional hearings and investigations searching for communism. With little evidence, Senator McCarthy ruined careers with wild accusations and televised congressional hearings. That should sound familiar. Since 2016, Representative Adam Schiff has been doing the same thing, except instead of looking for communists, he's looking for anyone who supports Trump or believes in a small, limited government. Schiff's hatred of Trump and love of cameras has become a McCarthyistic crusade. Schiff recently went so far as to suggest an investigation into a sitting Supreme Court justice and a subpoena for his wife. That is too far. That is a direct attack on the separation of powers. Schiff has jumped the shark and is no longer doing anything but partisan grandstanding. Until tomorrow, see this passion parabellum.
Inside your Monday Night Broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network, Jeremy, your host. The populace is very pissed off. They're very upset with the fallout from the COVID so-called pandemic, the lockdowns, the supply chain shortages, the high price of food and gas in the name of supporting the Ukraine, watching our so-called elected representatives send billions of dollars. What are we up to? $60 billion, something like that. While Americans are suffering. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that large percentages of the American populace are actually talking to pollsters about taking up arms. But I wouldn't believe it if I didn't hear it from my own ears. Like I said, from interacting with salt of the earth people here in West Kentucky and West Tennessee, Southern Illinois. And I can feel the discomfort. I can feel the anger. So amidst all of this, the U.S. isn't backing down. It's just going full force. From RT, the U.S. is actually, Washington is considering designating Russia a sponsor of terrorism. This from, let's see, RT.com. The U.S. is considering the matter of recognizing Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Bridget Brink, said this, emphasizing that the issue must be carefully analyzed from a legal point of view. Quoting the ambassador, Bridget, he said that with regard to designation as a state sponsor of terrorism, this is something we're looking at and reviewing. Any such designation requires a careful review in accordance to our own laws, according to the female ambassador. So a lot of the talk, a lot of the feedback that I'm getting from these people, these same people that I've been interviewing over the weekend, they don't care about the Ukraine. They actually agree that they would like to have someone like Vladimir Putin as our president, to have a real statesman that will do what he says he's going to do, and they will take divisive action. They are most certainly not anti-Russian. So once again, the establishment, the Jewish-dominated establishment here in America, is going completely against the populace and just doing their own thing, and damn the consequences. You know, with a midterm coming up, I guess they think they can win this whole midterm on so-called abortion rights in January 6th nonsense. That's probably what they're thinking that they're going to win it on. Back to the article from RT. In a Sunday interview with Radio Liberty, Brink, the Brink is the female ambassador from Ukraine, she emphasized that the U.S. is already using all available means to keep pressure on Russia, including the ones normally applied to state sponsors of terrorism. She promised that Joe Biden's administration will continue to hold Russia to account in accordance with U.S. law. Well, how's that working out, Brink? Because I just read another article that we probably are going to cover here in a minute from Lavrov saying that Russia does not even seek to ease the sanctions. They're already just structuring their economy to trade with China, India, even Saudi Arabia in rubles, and that they're structuring their entire economy to be completely independent of the West. So these so-called sanctions are not even affecting Russia. This is also something that the salt of the earth, run of the mill, U.S. populace sees and they're pissed off about, that these sanctions only hurt us and they're not hurting Russia. Back to RT, the envoy echoed remarks made in April by U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price that the government was looking into potential steps that it could take against Moscow, and noted that the already imposed anti-Russia sanctions are the same steps that would be entailed by the designation of a state sponsor of terrorism. So in other words, this has worked in the past. Let's just keep doing this because this is the only thing that we know. And that's what they've done against Iran, because Iran sponsors Hezbollah, the freedom fighters that helped to secure the southern areas of Syria against Israeli oppression. And because Iran supports Hezbollah, they are designated a state sponsor of terrorism, even though Iran has done absolutely nothing against the U.S. They were not; they couldn't even fake that they were complicit in 9/11. That was totally the Saudis and the Israeli Mossad. Up on the break now, we'll be back on the other side with more articles and your calls on In Plain Sight. No one's taking your place since you've been gone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, And every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage. Bring it all home.
Back to Endpoint Insight, your Monday night broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network, covering the RT article on our government wanting to designate Russia as a terrorist-sponsored state. Currently, the countries that are dubbed with this status are Cuba, North Korea, Iran, and Syria, and they're all subject to harsh sanctions. Even though Russia's not on the list, it has already become one of the most sanctioned countries in the world because of its military offensive in the Ukraine. Over the last months, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has been regularly urging his country's allies to declare Russia a state sponsor of terrorism, citing atrocities against civilians committed by Russian forces. Really? What about the atrocities that the Ukraine army has committed against its own civilians? Like forcing them to fight in this war, taping them to posts with their pants down and objects shoved into their rectums if they refuse to go against Russia. What is that? Is that not, I guess that's not terrorism. I mean, that's just democracy. That's our democracy in action. Consider all of this. Consider what our so-called leaders in Washington are wanting to do here by designating Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. Consider this as in 2020, our so-called elected officials, Pelosi, the Turtle and all the like, and Schumer put on masks and dressed in African garb as they took a knee in reverence and in worship to George Floyd as America's cities were burning and were being terrorized by BLM and Antifa. Consider that these so-called representatives in our government capitulate to domestic terrorists like BLM and Antifa as they tell you that this foreign country, Russia, should be designated as a sponsor of state terrorism. Just consider that. Let's go to our call screen and take some calls for the rest of the show. We got Pat and Dan coming up. Pat in Fort Worth, you're up next. Welcome to the show.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey, Pat. Yeah, we got you, Pat. Hey. Go ahead.
I think Russia's a terrorist because they know that grain that the Ukraine has will feed 400 million people. And they agreed that they would let other ships come there and take it away, and they bombed them. They bombed them anyway. They had to put the fires out. They say if they don't hurry up and get it out of the silos, it would just be ruined. So Russia doesn't care if 400 million people in this world need that that wheat. They don't care.
You know, Russia has recently, Putin and Erdogan from Turkey, Russia and Turkey have recently come to the table and put aside their differences in Syria to agree that they should release grain. Have you read this one? This is also in a New York Times and an Atlantic Council article. So Russia is working with Turkey to get grain released to the West. To go around the sanctions.
First they said they didn't do the bombing, and then they admitted they did.
Yeah, I don't doubt that Russia has bombed some ports, amid the sanctions. This is all part of war. The point that I'm making is that Russia is willing to work with a NATO ally, a NATO member, Turkey, to get this grain released and to go around the sanctions. Because it's really the sanctions from the West that are stopping
They admitted they bombed them.
So, like I said, that's all part of war.
How many countries are willing for their ships to be set on fire just to go there and get the grain?
But like I said, anyway, Russia's willing to work with Turkey. They're willing to work with Turkey to get the grain out. And Turkey's a NATO member.
Okay, Jeremy. I wish people would look at a video by a guy from Africa, Kenya, named Dr. David Aurore. It's spelled O-W-U-O-R. He is a geneticist who got out of it. Thank you, Lord, here. I think he was at Johns Hopkins. I'm not sure, teaching. And he could have been in this whole crazy, shot clock crap. But God got him out, and he obeyed God, and now he just goes all over. He prophesies, and he prophesied all this. I mean, you can go there and look. It's beautiful pictures of people playing music. They wear beautiful clothes. But anyway, they show videos, and what you see, what Russia has done to one country like that, you better believe they'll do it to us. So, we better be careful what we approve of, but we may get the same thing back,
Well, we don't agree on everything, Ms. Pat. We don't agree on everything. We don't agree on everything. I think we can agree that America is under judgment of God. I think we can agree on that. And that America and the West America and the West doing these sanctions on Russia is only hurting us. It's not hurting Russia.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't think Biden's doing it for anybody but Biden, you know. But the point is that, you know, well, I've told other people this, but you don't know that prophet was there, and he told them it was going to rain, and they said, no, it hasn't rained here in so long. We don't believe anything you're saying. And he said that, he said, oh God, I know when you tell us something, we're supposed to pray that it happens. And he said, before he got on the plane to leave, that it was pouring rain, just pouring rain. Well, maybe that's the only reason they got wheat. But on the other hand, the fact that, all the Russia thought that it's going to be over with this in no time, but their tanks kept getting bogged down in water and mud, you know. So I said, well, you never know when a person, when a country or people or leader or whatever, when they turn to God, he's going to be on their side and help them. So, well, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Everybody be his own judge and by his own words live. I'll let you go. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you,
Pat.
Jeremy.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Pat. Yeah. I just want to further comment on that before I move on. You know, the West, the U.S. and Europe, you know, they've embraced homosexuality and trannyism, and God is coming down on judgment to the West. And the West is doing it to themselves with these sanctions on Russia. The fact that, you know, wheat is not being able to be exported like it was before, and all of the different things that are happening in the West is because of the West's arrogancy and their push for liberalism. And I think that judgment is coming down on them, if you want to look at it from a religious point of view. But always appreciate your comments, Pat. Let's go next to Dan in Washington. Dan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I like Pat's calls. One thing I would add is our side lies a lot more. You know, lying is a sin. And it's like when I watch what's left of RT News or watch Russian media, they're usually telling me the truth. And even if they did bomb, at least they're telling you the truth, where it just feels like our media, you can't believe anything they say. I mean, it's just... So, I don't know, you know, as far as who's on the moral side or I mean, because if we overthrew them in 2014, we installed the government, you know, our government just lies about that all the time or acts like they have a right to do it. You know, it's hard to call Russia moral. You know, call us morally superior to Russia in any way. And look at, I'm starting to prep. I haven't been a prepper. I don't know if you do, but I bought some, I'm buying camping gear, you know, I'm kind of having fun with it, you know, tent and a shovel and water filters. Like if I had to get water out of a river, you know, to drink it, just stuff like that, just kind of getting prepped up because we're getting pretty uppity with Russia. I mean, we're sending over bigger and bigger missiles and stuff. It's just, they keep egging them on, you know?
Every time I go shopping, I set aside a certain amount of canned goods and distilled water. I try to put aside guns and ammunition and try to stockpile that, you know, for the time when we can't go to the grocery and get it. But this one thing I was bringing up to Pat is that at least Russia is willing to work with Turkey, who is in NATO to try to get this grain out, because I think Russia understands the severity of the situation.
Yeah, so, and that's a good point, too. And also, I mean, look how this Zelensky guy made all the women in the country register for the draft. He wouldn't let any man leave the country. You know, he's forcibly making everybody fight to the last Ukrainian. So it shows that he doesn't really give a crap about his people, you know.
Unless they were Jewish. If they were Jewish, yeah. They were allowed to leave. That's...
Yeah, plus, I just think it's cool seeing a picture of Putin with the leader of Iran, and I'm like, those are the good guys, you know? To me, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it kind of comes down to where you stand on the whole Zionist issue, in a way, because...
Yeah, anyway. I mean, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, India, China, they're all sort of forming this Eurasian bloc. I mean... You know, mm-hmm. we could get into the weeds of how much Jewish control this is, but it is cutting out the West, and the West is sort of shooting itself in the liver with these sanctions.
Yeah, this.
And
and it's happening. We've been talking about this for years, the collapse and all this stuff. Well, I think it's going to happen, man. I mean, I don't see how it's not going to happen. Like, we are collapsing right now, I think. You know,
yeah,
hit us yet.
Well, we're probably going to see it in 2022 and in the midterms in 24. I'm interested, like I said in the first part of the broadcast, I'm interested in, you know, the U.S. response to voting and if they're going to do another virus mail-in ballot thing. But people just aren't stomaching that right now. And they could very well push a revolution. I mean, revolution is in the air. It could very well happen. Even if it's in the form politically of just states, you know, doing their own legislation against the federal government, like we've seen have been happening for the last 2 years in the face of COVID and the COVID regulations and all of that. The different states could just do
their own thing.
Yeah, they're
starting to push the COVID stuff again. I'm out west, California. I'm seeing way more people, in Arizona even, a lot more people with masks all of a sudden. I'm like, what happened? I thought we were done with that.
Well, everybody sort of knows that COVID was used to hoax the election. And, you know, there's a lot of nuances there. I know the guys at TRS and Fashion the Nation, they sort of take a different view. I still listen to them because I think they're on our side overall. But, you know, they're sort of saying, well, the election in 2020 was a referendum against Trump. You know, it was the white working class just not showing up. But I think they're ignoring the issue of election fraud. I really think that in 2020 you had a record white working class turnout, even more so than 2016, and that whole thing was hoax because they could just pull in these mail-in ballots and count them after the fact. And that's my one gripe against the guys at TRS and Fashion Nation. And I've told them that. I've invited them on the show too. If they want to push back on me, they're welcome to come on. But I really think that the 2020 was lost because of COVID hoaxes and not lack of support of white people. I think after the whole, you know, George Floyd thing, I think white people turned out in record amounts to vote for Trump, even though we know Trump didn't really do anything.
I think he gained more of like the Zionist Christian white vote or the more the mainstream Republican white vote. I think he lost a lot of, well, people like me, I didn't bother to vote for him. I didn't, you know, when he killed Soleimani, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm totally unmotivated this election. The way he was going, I think he would have gone to war with Iran. It was just all Israel, Israel, Israel. I don't know.
No, I agree with you on that point about the election. Trump did lose more than half of the alt-right. And the alt-right in 2016 sort of put him in office, really.
Yeah, we pushed him up there. We were like the ground troops, you know, on Twitter and you know, they just lost all his momentum. So,
yeah. Hey, we're up on the break. I'm gonna go on this call, Dan. I appreciate the call.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Back on the other side with a caller from Canada for the last segment of In Plain Sight. Think of all the things that really matter
and the chances you earn. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Back to the last segment of In Plain Sight. Our last caller of the night, Happy Moose in Canada. Happy Moose, welcome.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Doing great.
Good, good. Going on what Pat was saying earlier in her call, there's a headline from 5 a.m. Sunday, CNN. Outrage as Russian missiles strike Odessa port 1 day after grain export deal agreed. So what did happen was a deal was struck, Turkey helping out between all the warring parties. However, the next day, a missile strike happened. The word out there is that the deal might not hold.
So that deal with Turkey may not go through.
Correct. So it's not a deal with Turkey. It's an agreement between Russia and Ukraine to allow Ukrainian wheat to be exported, and Turkey helped facilitate the deal. However, the very next day after the deal was made, Russian missiles hit the port of Odessa.
Wow.
Yep. So Pat had some good information, and I just provided a few more details for you.
Yeah, Washington Post, I'm just looking this up now. Russia attacks Odessa port a day after signing grain deal.
Yep.
So yeah, this is all in the media here. The military command in southern Ukraine said two caliber cruise missiles hit the port's infrastructure. Interesting. I don't know what to make of that. It looked like Russia was willing to work with Turkey in exporting grain, but something went awry.
Yeah, the whole Russia willing to work to export grain is it's just an optics thing. It's a spin. The facts are that they're shooting at the port of Odessa. When you take out the port, the ships can't come and load up grain to export it to the world. So I don't know where the grain has to get to, but it's not going to get to where it's supposed to go.
It's hard to see, you know, what's good, what's fake, and what's real. But let's assume that Russia is the bad guy here. And I think that's the assumption in this article. The U.S. started the sanctions on Russia. I mean, they're the whole reason why our fertilizer is so high and gas prices are so high. Was that even necessary? Even if Russia is the aggressor here, you know, the U.S. started it.
Well, it's a multidimensional warfare. So the sanctions, that's part of the economic aspect. Anyway, I hear the music.
Yeah, but I appreciate you bringing that up. I always want to report the news as it is and not have a spin or a paradigm. So I appreciate you bringing that up. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
Yep. All right, you have a great night. I'll be back tomorrow night with Patrick Slattery and the Jeremy and Patrick Show. Y'all stay classy and try to hang in there.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.